Hey friends, welcome to the Well-Tended Life podcast. What is a well-tended life? Well, let me start by telling you what it's not. A well-tended life is not a set it and forget it life, nor is it a perfect life. It is, though, a life that is worked on every day, in the sunshine and through the storms. And the truth is, what worked in our life gardens last season may not work in the next. That's why, here at the Well-Tended Life podcast, we're interviewing people who have grown and bloomed true in a variety of seasons and who are willing to share their well-tended wisdom and weed-whacking advice with us. Listen in. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Well-Tended Life podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Wilt, a speaker, writer, and heart cultivator who is on a mission to help you grow through any season. I am here today to talk a little bit about a four-letter word called hope. You see, the gardener of a well-tended life learns to maintain hope even when the seasons begin to shift, the storms surge, and the bugs invade. Because the truth is, all of those things are going to happen. And we've got to learn how to maintain hope. There's a quote from The Secret Garden that says, "At first, people refuse to believe that a strange new thing can be done. And then they begin to hope it can be done. And then they see it can be done. And then it is done. And all the world wonders why it was not done centuries ago." As I'm sure you know, hope means to expect with confidence. And as a practice, hope is the primary ingredient that activates the soil and soul of a well-tended life. The action of hope is really what holds us steady through the seasons of life, because it trains our hearts to expect sunshine on the other side of storms, to expect happiness to follow hurt, and to know that pleasure will come again once the pain eventually subsides. You see, hope knows that even if a flower, relationship, or season is ending, hope knows that a new life will be planted from the seeds of those struggles. Do you struggle with hope? I want you to know this. There is hope, even if. And those are really two simple words that can be life-changing. But first, let's talk about my great-great-grandmother's book, The Secret Garden. Have you read it? I don't want to be presumptuous in assuming that everyone here who comes to this podcast has actually read the book, The Secret Garden. So for those of you who haven't read it yet, here's the basic scoop. At its essence, The Secret Garden is a story about a locked away garden being found and brought back to life. Pretty simply, right? But digging deeper, the story, it's about loss and fear being turned on its head by hope and magic. So if life gets in the way and you never listen to another podcast of mine, you never read another post, you never read the book that eventually I will publish, you never take any of the courses that I will be publishing, I want you to plant this very important secret garden seed of hope down deep into your heart. Here it is. Even if you've buried your past, dreams, gifts, or pain so deep that you've forgotten that they were even there. Even if you've built a stone wall around your heart so high that you can no longer see or feel the sun. Even if you've recently abandoned a relationship or have a history of locking others out. Even if you've left your garden door so wide open that you've allowed anxiety bugs to continually eat away at your life. Even if your life seems to be perpetually covered up by the weeds of busyness or addiction or anger or jealousy. Even if you think you are too old, too busy, too tired, or too far gone to bloom or grow again. Even if you've spent so much time pouring into others that there seems to be nothing left to water yourself or your dreams. Even if you are feeling beyond hopeless because you didn't get that job, reach that goal, get pregnant this time, sell that book, or any other sundry of things that you may have been reaching for, depending on, or dreaming about. Even if there is hope, despite the current state of your garden and life, you can grow again and bloom even brighter than before. The Secret Garden did it. And with a little help of a little life-tending magic, so can you. So just remember this quote from The Secret Garden. Mary Lennox proclaimed, "Even if the roses are dead, there are other things alive." Even if, y'all, I love those words. Who knew six simple letters could hold such hope for everyone in every circumstances? So breathe in those two little words of truth and repeat them out loud the next time you begin to think that your garden of a life is hopeless because of a dead end or bad news or maybe even a closed door. There is green inside. In The Secret Garden, it says, when Mary entered the locked away garden, it appeared to be dead. With hope in her heart, she shouted, "I want them all to be wick." In Northern English dialect, the term wick means alive. And in the garden, when things appear to be dead on the outside, you can tell if something is still wick by scraping away a little of the bark to see if there's a bit of green inside. If you see green, it is the reflection of the hope that it will soon wake up again and begin to grow. Take a look at your own life right now. From the outside looking in, what might appear to be dead that you really want to be wick and alive? Because here's the deal, we're all wick inside. Even when we might look dead and frazzled on the outside, sometimes we just get covered up in the weeds that grew up around us when we were just too plain tired to pull them off. Have you inadvertently mistaken a relationship, dream, old forgotten talent or gift for dead? Maybe it's still wick. Be brave enough today to scrape away a little of the gunk on the surface and peek inside. Take a look. Wake it up. Before we go today, I want you to do a little exercise. I want you to plant some seeds of hope. In The Secret Garden, it says, "If you had one," said Mary, "what would you plant?" She's talking about a garden, and I'm talking about your life garden. As you continue to follow along here, we're going to keep learning how to truly tend to our life gardens. But today, I want you to make a quick list of 10 things that you want to someday grow, do, be, have, enjoy, produce, accomplish, and more. I want you to write down big things, little things, personal things, dreamy things, relationship things, faith things, future things, healing things, happy things, work things, leisure things, and even slightly crazy things. And write each of them in this form right here that I'm about to tell you about. And like maybe write it in a journal somewhere where you can read it again. It would say I, and then state your name. Hope and expect with confidence that if I tend to my life, I can and will, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Silly simple. I'll even make a little worksheet that you can download if you want to and put it in there. But my hope is that you can hope and expect with confidence that if you tend to your life, you can and will do things like make good choices with your food, open your own business, learn to play guitar, heal completely from the trauma of your past, grow in your faith, get into college, paint again, love again, be a positive influence on those around you, and really whatever. Like, these are just examples of what that could be. One last note on hope before we go. When Mary found this garden, it looked quite dead, the orator proceeded. Then something began pushing things up out of the soil and making things out of nothing. One day, things weren't there, and another, there were. If as you're doing your homework of making a list of 10 things that you hope to grow, don't worry or panic or lose hope if you don't know what you want to plant or grow. The coolest thing about life gardening is that the seeds to your best life are already planted inside of you. You were born with a unique set of gifts, talents, dreams, desires, and purpose that only you can grow. That means you don't even have to plant a thing inside. Simply start tending, start pulling the weeds that are away that are keeping you from growing the thing that you were supposed to grow. And then slowly, things will surely begin to surface and grow. That's it today on Hope. So until next time, y'all, blessings and blessings.